making sure that you're a humble leader, but you're still ferocious. That's something that I teach. That's something that I want people to understand, is that you are going to face battles. But if you're humble, you're ferocious, you stay true, you're going to get through it. Let's talk about it.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Let's jump right into this. So let me give you a little story. I love telling stories because I feel like we can connect a whole lot better. This past weekend, I took my son, who's 8 years old. Yes, he's 8 years old, to a West Texas. It's more like a Central Texas. Texas football all-star showcase in Denton, Texas. So there were a lot of kids there from all over Texas, as you can see, as you can hear. So I took him there. It was hot. I'm telling you, it was hot. It was over 100 every single day. I came back looking like baked potato, right? I looked like I had seen the sun. So really dark. My skin is very fair, but I was dark. People thought that we went to the Bahamas or something, or Mexico, which no, we just stood outside for 6-7 hours every single day watching football or doing something outside. So I told him, I said, you know what, son? And this is my exact words to him. And I want to tell you, my exact words to him were, you're going to go out here and you're going to play football, right? Football is a ferocious, gruesome sport. It is barbaric. It is a tough sport. You have to watch yourself. These are my exact words. I told him, I said, did you know that most of these kids do not want to be out here? And he said, what do you mean, Dad? I said, these kids do not want to be out here in this 100-degree heat. So if you come ready to play, if you come ready to play today, if you put everything aside, I know it's hot. I know you are a human being. If you come ready to play today from the get-go, no matter if it's a 40-yard dash to a 10-minute quarter, no matter what it is, if you come ready to go and you show up with your mindset ready to hustle, ready to be ferocious, ready to take on whatever is thrown your way, you're going to do great. That's it. I didn't talk about speed. I didn't talk about catching the ball. I didn't talk about hitting the quarterback. I didn't talk about any of those things. Those are my exact words to him. I said, if you come out and you are ready to go and you are ready to play, you are going to win. You are going to dominate, because none of these kids, I can look at somebody and I can look at these kids and go, they don't want to be out here, because their mind is what controls their body. Your mind is what controls you. I didn't tell him to be cocky. I didn't tell him to go out there and think that he's the best player. I told him to come ready to go, because it is hot and you're going to be battling the heat. And when it's hot or it's cold, nobody wants to play football. Nobody wants to do anything outside, because we tend to be weak. That's just what we do. If it's hot, I can't tell you how many times I hear people say, oh man, it's so hot. It's so hot. It's just so hot out there. It's so hot. And I'm going to be 100% transparent. After the first day, this is 100%. After the first day, there wasn't a lot going on at this camp or at this showcase. So I told my son, and I'm going to be 100% transparent. I told him, I said, hey, man, you know, it's hot. We can just leave. We don't even have to stay here. We really don't. We don't have to be here. We can leave. We've already done most of the things. We've been here for 3-4 hours already. We can go ahead and go. As I'm walking to the car, as I say this out loud, I remember what I've told him, right? Because I'm telling you, I'm being 100% transparent. I'm telling you the truth. That I at that very moment, I took 3 or 4 steps and I go, what am I saying? What the heck? What am I even talking about? I just said all these things. I just told him all this in the beginning, from the very beginning. What am I thinking? And I, at that moment, I said, no, we're going to go ahead and stay. But I let my body excuse me, I let my body dictate over my mind. And no, I'm not kidding. Three or four steps, I said, no way, we're staying. We are staying. So later we went to go eat some lunch, and I was talking to my wife, and I said, you know, it is all about the mindset, this and this. And she called me out, which is great. You need somebody to call you out. But she called me out, and she said, you know that you were about to leave, right? We were about to leave. I said, I know, but I stopped, right? We're going back. We showed up. We're going to go back. I know. But I didn't tell him that. I just said, you know what? It's hot. Let's go ahead and get out of here. But, you know, I ate my words. And I said, you know what? I let my body take over. Not my mind. And I'm going to apologize to you, son. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes you don't want to do things. Sometimes I don't want to go to work. Sometimes I don't want to train people. Sometimes I don't want to do podcasts. Sometimes I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go work out. But if you show up, and you are ready to go 100%, you will be the best version of you will show up. And this goes for anything. This goes for you if you are an administrator, if you're a teacher, if you're a coach, if you are a mom, a dad, a grandpa, a grandma, whatever you are, whatever you do, just know if you show up, if you're ready to go at the moment's notice, if you show up to the field, and the field could be the office, the field could be the medical office, the field could be behind a desk, the field could be anything. And because I treat everything like that, and I'll tell you another story in a minute, but I'm telling you, when it's hot or when it's cold, I tell my son all the time, when it's cold, man, nobody wants to get hit in football. Nobody wants to get hit. I don't care how big you are, how tough you are. If you get pounded one time, if you get hit one time, you don't want to get hit again. Trust me, I've been hit plenty. And I'm telling you, if you come ready to go and you tell yourself it is not hot, if you tell yourself it's not cold, I'm telling you, your body will go. Your body is strong enough. It is strong enough. So I was talking to my brother and I told him, I said, my brother was a big time athlete. He was a big time star in the state of New Mexico. He went to college, played football. He could have went to the NFL. I still believe he could have went to the NFL. I really do believe that my little brother could have played cornerback in the NFL. I couldn't. I sucked. But he was great. So I was telling him about, you know, football. I was telling him about life. I was telling him about me as an employee, me as a leader, me as an entrepreneur, me at all these things. I'm tough to manage. I'm tough to be around because I always want to get even better. And most people don't want that. They don't. They're okay with mediocrity. They're okay with being complacent. I'm not okay with that. I don't like that. My wife's the same way. One of my clients the other day, she told me, I said, my son is very strong-willed. He is very go-getter. He's going to call you out. He's going to talk smack to you. He's going to show up. Like, that's what he does. And it's funny. And she called me out too. She goes, well, what do you expect from, he has two parents that are very determined, strong-willed, motivated individuals. Like, why would you expect him? And sometimes I don't think about it that way, that my son is totally me or half me or three quarters me. I really don't. I think of him as his own person, but I forget at times that he is bred. I mean, my wife and I are very, very determined, strong-willed, you can't tell me no type of person. You can't tell me I can't do it. And the same thing goes for him. So I think what I'm telling you is it can work for you. You can do this. You can be strong. You can show up every single day and get after it. You can. I don't care if you own a t-shirt business, a paper company, whatever it may be. There is no competition. I never think about competition as there's an opposing trainer, opposing gym or anything. Nobody competes with me because I'm competing with myself. You have no idea how hard I compete with myself to be an even better person. How hard I compete with myself. I just love taking people with me. I'm a big time includer. So if you're out there and you're like, you know what, I'm struggling with this, or I don't want to do this, or I have a hard time with this, just know that you can come with me. I'm going to pull you with me. I'm going to do that. I was telling my son about the wolves, right? If you've ever seen a famous picture, there's a picture that this expedition person took, and you like a pack of wolves. I said, son, do you know where? And a lot of stories, man. I always tell stories, and my kids make fun of me because I'm the storyteller. But I said, do you know what? Where the leader of a wolf pack stands when they're walking somewhere or they're traveling places? You know where he stands? And he goes, in the front? I said, no, he waits in the back. In the front are some of the stronger wolves. They're in the front. In the middle are the weaker wolves, are the pregnant wolves, the injured wolves, the older wolves. He stands in the back because the prey or the predators come from the back. They don't necessarily come from the front. They try to get you down. They try to pull you back. So he hangs out in the back and he watches everything because he knows the stronger ones in the front got the front, but he's going to watch side to side. He's going to watch the back. So the same thing goes for you, man. You're going to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to watch everything and just keep at it. Keep crushing it. I don't know. I just felt like this message was necessary for today. I felt like it was ready. I was ready for you to go. I was ready for you to do something great. So I hope this helps you. If you get a chance, listen to the other podcasts. There's some great ones. But I just felt like this was necessary today. So thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for more episodes to come. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.